Stay informed about the state of racing with RSN's Racing Pulse.
Well, it's a hive of activity in the Racing Pulse studio right now because we have the team here ready to announce and conduct the barrier draw for the Group One $1 million Tab Turnbull Stakes on Saturday. Great to welcome in Lee Jordan from the VRC. Lee, you must be wrapped. We've got a very full field for the Turnbull on Saturday.
Michael, it's good. We've got 16 plus one emergency and obviously a world's first here doing the barrier draw in the studio live, which I'm looking forward to. But the rest of the fields have stood up exceptionally well. Dane Hill looks strong. We've got that Buenos Natchez and Spacewalk again. Superimposed is strong. Look, the whole day is really strong. So, and the Bart Cummings, the Group 3 Bart Cummings, the winner, gets straight into the Melbourne Cup. So that'll be the first leg of the quaddy to open up the quaddy. So it's going to be a top day.
It is a premier day, and we've got all the big names in the studio. Mark Olmos from the Tab is here, who's got his picture in the paper looking resplendent as well.
I'm joking.
Mark, you can take that home and sign it later.
Mum hasn't messaged me yet.
You're going to give us a market update after we draw the barriers as well, which will be magnificent, hot off the press for the Tab Turnbull. And also, we've got all the government officials here and the steward as well, because we need Kirsty van der Zeel, who's going to pull the numbers out for us and let us know who has drawn what in the barrier. So let's kick it off, guys. Mark, are you going to pull out the horse
Absolutely.
Number first?
Righto. Okay, let's start off. For the sake of the market, Gold Trip was 450 at the start of the week, and if he draws well, I can imagine him tightening right up. Okay, starting off with number three, which is Numerian.
Barrier 12.
Okay, barrier 12. Number 12 for Numerian from the Annabelle Neesham stable. All right, Mark.
Rightio, on to the next. We'll give it another roll, shall we? Oh, stuff this. Absolutely stuff this.
Hang on, have the balls come out? Oh, this is live radio at its best.
There we go, number five we're up to.
Number five.
Great House.
Great House.
Barrier Kirsty.
Barrier 15.
Barrier 15 for Great House.
Great House.
Okay, on to the next. Number 7, which is Milford.
Trained by Mike Moroney, Milford has drawn barrier number
16.
Number 16 for Milford. So a couple of the wider gates coming out early.
Right, number 4, Profondo.
This is one of the most interesting runners on Saturday. Profondo looking for a good track, which, from all reports, we may well get on Saturday.
Yeah, I think if we get that good weather.
Barrier 7.
Barrier 7. That's a nice barrier for Profondo, number 4 for Richard Litt.
Yeah, Liam's confident that track could come back to a good track Saturday, so.
Number 11, Young Werther.
Trained by Danny O'Brien, Young Werther.
Barrier 1.
Barrier 1. Ooh. So that'll be a nice cosy run for Young Werther on the inside in the Tab Turnbull on Saturday. Next horse out is?
The next is number 9, Chapada.
Another runner from the Mike Moroney stable, Chapada, who's been around in these middle distance races for a while. He's drawn barrier?
9.
Barrier 9 for Chapada.
Thank God for Maggie Payne.
This is going like clockwork. This
number 17, he's a shocker.
Number 17, he's a shocker.
First emergency.
First emergency in the race.
Is barrier 17.
Barrier 17. So at least that takes the barrier out of the equation if it doesn't get a run.
Yeah. Number 12, the next, Gold Trip.
All right, this is the early favourite in the Tab Turnbull market. Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace, the barrier is?
Barrier 10.
Barrier 10.
That's pretty good.
For Gold Trip. Next horse out, Mark.
Number 10, which is Allegron.
A leg run from the Cummings at stable.
In good form.
It is in good form.
Barrier 2.
Barrier 2. Nice gate. Sound effects here. Are you happy with that?
Probably needs a bit of... He's a big horse. Big striding horse. Maybe they want a little bit wider, but anyway. Keep going. Mark's on fire here.
16. Surefire.
Surefire's an interesting runner, this former international, now with Chris Waller headed down to Melbourne. Barrier?
Barrier 11.
Barrier 11 for Surefire.
Interestingly, he was in the Bart Cummings, and he's pulled out of the Bart Cummings. He wants to run the Turnbull, so he just got in. So,
well, order of entry for the Melbourne Cup is 34.
Yeah, he might still sneak in anyway.
The next, number 15, Maximal.
Number 15, Maximal. We spoke to John O'Shea and he said he's just crying out for a good track, which it looks like he'll get. What barrier has he got?
Barrier 4.
Oh, well done, Kirsty.
Nice gate for Maximal. John O'Shea finally will be happy after a tough 24 hours. Next horse out.
Number 6, Smoke and Romans.
Smoke and Romans, who of course won his way into the Caulfield Cup last start.
Barrier 6.
Barrier 6 for Smoke and Romans. That's a perfect gate. Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace saying that he reminds them of some of the nice stayers that he's got coming through in recent years. Next horse?
13, Crystal Pegasus.
Number 13, Crystal Pegasus. Another of the Chris Waller runners.
Barrier 8.
Barrier 8 for Crystal Pegasus. Of course, won its way into the Caulfield Cup earlier in the year. Next runner out.
14, Luncey's.
Number 14 is Luncey's from the Chris Lee Stable. Barrier?
Barrier 3.
Barrier 3.
So we've got Dewis to go here, Michael.
And we haven't
building.
Set this up to make Dewis last, have no. we? Who's the next one?
8, Inspirational Girl.
Number 8, Inspirational Girl.
There's no set up here. We've got a steward here, Michael.
Barrier 13.
Barrier 13. That might be tricky for Inspirational Girl. Danny O'Brien trained, currently the second favourite in the Caulfield Cup. Next horse out.
Number 1, Knight's Order.
Knight's Order for Gay.
I hope Mark didn't leave Jewis on the floor.
And Adrian Bond.
Number 14, Barrier 14.
Please tell me, number 2, Jewis.
Please tell me we've got the same amount of balls left, Kirsty. Number 2.
Wow, I can't believe how you've orchestrated this with a steward here as well.
With Barrier 5.
Oh, barrier gee. 5, the perfect gate for Jewis.
There you go, Ed.
So well done, guys. Thank you so much for that. The final field and barriers now for the $1 million tab, Turnbull. Number 1, Knight's Order, 14. Number 2, Jewis has drawn Barrier 5. Number 3, Numerian, Barrier 12. Profondo has drawn Barrier 7. Great House, Barrier 15. Smoke and Roman, 6. Milford 16, Inspirational Girl 13, Chapada 9, Allegron 2, Young Verta 1, Gold Trip 10, Crystal Pegasus 8, Luncey's 3, Maximal 4, Surefire 11, and the emergency, he's a shocker, has drawn 17. First take on the barriers, Lee Jordan?
Oh, I think, Ed Cummings would be smiling, I think, with Jewis. That's a perfect draw for her. I think she's definitely the one to watch coming in. Gold Trip at 10, still not that bad either. Allegron, as I said before, he's a really improving horse. May have needed a wider barrier, but I think out of that, and Mark's the tab expert, but I think Jewis would have tightened a bit.
Yeah, I'd say so. Standing by for the traders to send through the final market, but I reckon Jewis would have tightened. I think you're spot on there, Lee, just standing by for that market to come through. It's open, so give me a second. There it go. Gee, that new tab app, Michael, it is lightning. $4 Gold Trip favourite, and Dewis into $5 second favourite. Inspirational Girl, $8. Profondo, $9. Allegron, $13 with Young Verta. Knight's Order, Numerian, Great House, all $15. Smoke and Romans, Maximal, Surefire, all at $26.
All right. Sounds like there'll be a bit of business done from the Lee Jordan household on Dewis as the second favourite there as well. give us some of the undercard on Saturday, Lee, while you're in here, because the final fields are out. We're awaiting barriers on those other races, though.
Yeah, we've got two races extended, the Maribyrnong Trial Stakes for two-year-olds with 10 in it, and also the Paris Lane with 10, but still strong. But the rest of the card is strong. As we said, Bart Cummings will kick off the quaddy. There's 15 in that, and obviously there's about 6 or 7 horses in there that need to win to get into the cup. Horses like High Emotion, who won last start at Flemington, Interpretation. Robert Hickmont's got a couple. King of the Castle and Point Nepenthes hasn't accepted, which is interesting. We all know that he's already got a berth in the race. But, so very, very interesting field there. The Edwin Manifold is obviously a guide for the 1,000 guineas as well. Strong field for the fillies, the 3-year-old fillies over a mile. And the Gill Guy, the Group 2 Sprint, be the second last race of the day. Zutori's there, the astrologist, what's that, Rockin' Horse that won the Newmarket. Yep. So, yeah, strong sprint race as well.
And the Superimposer is going to be interesting leading towards the Derby with Arzino, Cadazio in the race there,
Mr.
as well.
Mr. Maestro that won pretty impressive at the start. That'll be the last race of the day to take us all out.
Mark, we'll get final fields there for those, but who has been best back during the week?
So during the week, there was a splattering of money for a few. Just quickly, sorry, Michael, on the Turnbull, there's already been $5 a turn into $4.80 for Dewison. Well, Profondo, well, not likers, maybe loathers at this stage, $9 out to $10 very, very early. So watch for those trends. Of the other races, the Gill Guy, there was an early move. At longer odds for Zutori was $26 into $19. That was one move that certainly caught the eye. And then the Rosa Kingston Yearning was $5 into $4 throughout the space of the early part of the week.
Gee whiz, you are quick on that new app, aren't you? You've already made it turn in from 5 to 4.80, Lee.
Well, I just gave Mark a wink and that was it.
It bets on the nod, the old school, Lee Jordan. Guys, thank you so much for coming in here and helping us out. We've got Maggie Payne here. Say hi, Maggie. Maggie Payne at the VRC. We've got Lee Jordan as well. Mark Olmos is here. And Kirsty van der Zelle, the steward's already departed, made sure that everything was above board. So it's going to be an exciting day. We've got the final field now. We can start the real countdown for Tad Turnbull Stakes Day. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, time for the 10 o'clock news. We'll get Dean Lester's thoughts on that barrier draw, his first thought on the $1 million Tab Turnbull. And we're racing on a decent track today, can you believe it? The rain has missed Cranbourne. We'll have all the winners after the news.